and that's a matter of cleaning up the specifications and/or the software. I think that's important to do too, but I'd rather not try to test it or depend upon it. I'd rather have essentially one key. I mean, in the end of the day, when all the zones are signed, you don't have a competition of keys coming from different places, and I think that's the preferred state. And that's a personal opinion. I know that there are others who think that it's perfectly okay to have keys coming from several different directions and degrees of trust and so forth, and I think that's more troublesome than it needs to be.
Okay.
Roy, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but yes. I would like to allow another question. Sorry. Because we have, I think you are aware of that. I didn't leave enough time for discussion. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so entire mouthful. Yeah, I'll be happy to talk with you, Roy.
Yeah, you will talk to each other later.
Yeah,
that's
offline.
Great.
Please let the other kids play too.
Go ahead.
Okay, it's Rick Lamb from IANA, and I certainly would never want to interrupt Roy. But first of all, both of your presentations, a lot of good points. I have a whole bunch of questions and ideas now written down. But one of the ones that came to mind was, although it's up to the operator how they go about publishing their key. Have either of you run across any more thoughts about that, or is there any work being done on what some of the publication mechanisms might be? I mean, one of the things that occurs to me is, what about an X509 cert? I mean, I know that's just increasing the chain, but, you know, you could just publish it, of course, in the newspaper, as you said, Jelta, of course, various other mechanisms, but I'm trying to think of from the viewpoint of, you know, how does this thing really get deployed? You know, are these going to be little certs that get pulled into a Windows update or what have you. But so it's a general question. What have you heard, if anything?
I have strong thoughts on this, but I'll let you go.
I am not really aware of any general mechanism for such things that is being developed. There are the standard ways, and which is just a website with PGP, and so far most people I see deploying and publishing their keys are just copying off each other and seeing that as the standard, but.
Yeah, I have given this some thought, and the first thing I would say is to review the very first part of your comment, that it's of course up to the operators to publish their keys, and surprisingly, I want to take issue with that, not in the sense that they don't have control of how they publish their keys, but that the way you phrased it makes it sound as if it's up to the operators and it's their issue about how they publish their keys. There is the other side of the same equation. You have who consumes these keys, who needs them? Well, it's the recursive validating resolvers primarily. So you could ask the question, what best serves their needs for getting all of the relevant keys? What do they need? And perhaps they should be the ones to choose how they want to be served. I don't think a pure case, approaching this from one side solely versus the other is the right answer, but I wanted to put them on a par with each other. There are a number of possibilities, and if we sit down with a clean sheet of paper and sort of speculate, you could make all sorts of things. My preference, my belief is that we need something that works smoothly and effectively, particularly in these early stages. And so I'm in favor of a well-run trust anchor repository that serves the community and gets things going. And second-order issues about choosing your TARs and competition and trust issues and so forth, I'd rather solve by making them as small as possible rather than making them as large as possible and getting something pragmatic. I think ISC's DLV service is as close as we have, and if there's issues with that where some have claimed it wouldn't scale, some claim that the threshold's too high for getting into it, some claim that it's there's some governance issues. I think those are more manageable rather than to be dismissed. But I do have to acknowledge we have not yet gotten enough agreement to have critical mass on the subject.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, Lehman, I have to end this discussion. It's very interesting. I think we will have a lot of opportunities to go deeper into this. And I want to thank our excellent speakers. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
And now it's my pleasure to invite you all for coffee. Thank you.